You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here, Dr. Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining us here today. Thank you for tuning in today. You're tuning in your radio dials to WGOD, and that is where God is always broadcasting. He's got a lot to say to you today if you tune in to His frequency, and that is His Word, the Word of God. This is where God speaks today. He doesn't speak today through modern day prophet. Even the Bible says as much. Hebrews 1:1, for God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He's appointed heir of all things. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Word of God, Logos to Theou, the Word of God. This is where God speaks today, through His Word. And we're tuning in today to His Word. You know you're hearing a word from God today when we open up His Word, we open up our Holy Bible, and listen to see what God has to say for us today. We're in an ongoing study here in the book of 1 Timothy. First time I've taught through this, and really is exciting, and I'm really having a good time teaching through this, because this is the first pastoral letter I've ever taught through. And interesting, being a pastor myself, to take this letter to heart as if it's from one pastor to another. And this is a good yardstick. This is a good rule to hold yourself up to see how you're doing in obedience and see how you're doing to carrying out the will of God. Because I say what Paul said to Timothy applies to us today. It applies to any pastors out there today. Or anyone else, for that matter. From one person to another. That's what this is. This is not a letter to a church. It's a letter from one individual to another. From an apostle to a pastor. Timothy was the pastor at Ephesus. The church at Ephesus. This had famous people there. From Paul, who founded it, to Timothy, to later on, at the end of his life, the Apostle John was, let's call him a bishop there, which, as story goes, before he died, maybe around 100 years old, that they used to wheel him out there for the start of his service. He couldn't even walk. He was so old. And they'd haul him out there to the service, and the only thing he would say, his last words, he just repeated over and over and over again, same as Billy Graham used to say before he passed away. Though Billy Graham's last repeated final words was, Jesus is coming back soon. But John's was, love one another. Love one another. Love each other. After everything he heard Jesus say, that's what stuck with him more than anything. And we can read right here in the Word of God. Well, we read that everywhere. From John 13:35. By this all men will know that you're my disciples, is that you have love for one another. To 1 John 3:14, by this we know we've passed from death to life, is that we love the brethren. here in Timothy. Paul said to Timothy, the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith, from which some, having strayed, had turned aside to idle talk, desiring to be teachers of the law, but understanding neither what they say nor the things that they affirm. Then Paul gets into, in verse 9, let's pick it up there in verse 9 here today. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous person, but for the lawless, for the insubordinate, for the ungodly and for sinners, for the unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers, for murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for fornicators, for sodomites, for kidnappers and liars and perjurers. Sodomites, weird, the ancient Greek word for homosexual, arsenokoite. What a list, though. I mean, think about saying this today. Look at the trouble you'd be in. You see, this is why I say that if you're true and faithful to the word of God, you're going to have a lot of enemies out here today, and not many people are going to like you. Listen to where he puts homosexuals and the sin of homosexuality. He puts it right up there in between kidnappers and murderers. It's a terrible sin. And what's happened is that while men slept, like Jesus said, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. And that's here today is false plants, evil people out here in society today corrupting the word of God and trying to get this country, and has succeeded pretty well in falling away from the faith. But the word of God remains the same. You see where these sins land and what God thinks about them. This is the apostle to the pastor. So now what do you think if you're a pastor who's gay or who promotes homosexuality or who'll get up and marry a man and a man and a woman and a woman? This letter ought to just slap you in the face. You're doing it wrong. Turn. Repent. Now, let's pick it up here in verse 12. 1 Timothy, Paul's letter to the young pastor. Now, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, for who has enabled me, because he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Although I was formerly a blasphemer and a persecutor and an insolent man, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief, whereas the people out here today do it brazenly, out in the open, boldly, with no fear of God. And judgment is coming on them for that. We read when the Lord Jesus comes back, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, says he's coming in flaming fire, inflicting vengeance on those that don't know God and on those that don't obey the gospel. Verse 14, the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Greek word protos, proton, first, number one. He considered himself the worst sinner of all. However, for this reason I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show all longsuffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, to God, who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. And the church said, amen. Now there's a great opening there. Sure is a lot different than the opening of the book of Galatians. There's a verse of praise of the Lord, but there's nothing there to encourage the people there, because they had fallen away from the faith. They had fallen away from grace because they were trying to keep the law in order to be right with God. But this is how Paul would write most of his letters here, with a wonderful doxology. It's an old song, it's an old hymn like this too. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, To God, who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, under the heading Fight the Good Fight, Paul continues now with his instructions on the young pastor. Now, this charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare, having faith and a good conscience, which some, having rejected, concerning the faith, have suffered shipwreck. Only time we find that word here in the Bible. The word means to be stranded, to navigate literally or figuratively, to make or to suffer a shipwreck. That's what's happened here to, he's going to tell us here in verse 2, of whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I delivered to Satan that they might learn not to blaspheme. That's the second time now we've seen this happen. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians, in his letter to the leaders of the church at Corinth, he commanded such a person who had committed a terrible sin. You can read about it. I won't tell you about it on the radio, but you can go read about it. And the Apostle Paul said to deliver such a person over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, so that their spirit might be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Remember, the day of the Lord Jesus is a good day. That's the day he's coming back to take his own out of this world. Not the day of the Lord. That's a different day. The day of Jesus Christ is a good day. But here again, now we see the power and the authority of the Apostle Paul, whom I deliver to Satan. You know, I wonder how he did that. You know, as a kid, I was always a fan of the Munsters or the Addams Family. You know, and I always pictured his house like the Munsters. You remember, it's always raining. There's always a raining and a dark cloud over the house of the Munsters. I mean, how do you deliver to someone to Satan? You know, you take him, you go up to the steps, and then you leave him there and you ring the doorbell and then you run like the Dickens. How do you deliver someone over to Satan? I'm sure that wasn't the way that they did it. You see, back in the day, you see, there was only one church. Proverbially, let's call it, you know, First Baptist of Ephesus. And if you got kicked out of First Baptist of Ephesus, you couldn't go to the First United Methodist Church of Ephesus because there wasn't one. You couldn't go to the Church of God in Christ. You couldn't go to the Assemblies of God in Ephesus because there was only one church. And when they kicked you out, you were excommunicated from the Church of Jesus Christ. We believe probably that that's what happened and that's what this means here. But what authority Paul had, these two people, Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I delivered over to Satan that they might learn not to blaspheme. What a terrible sin that is. Runs rampant today. You see it. It's even approved on television now, where either the blaspheming the name of God gets through the censors. But I'll tell you what, friend, as it says in the book of Galatians, it says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, this shall he also reap. Everyone who blasphemes the name of God will be held accountable for that in the day of judgment. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon with another program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.